Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Hello, my fellow baby boomers. I'm Dale Irvin, and welcome to Another Day Above Ground. This is the podcast where we celebrate the fact that we're still above ground. You realize that there are 76.4 million of us out there, baby boomers, and that number's going down every day. So be happier on this side of the sod today, because we're going to celebrate some stuff. And in order to do that, I need my two baby boomer partners. First, from Indiana, please welcome the Aristotle of comedy, Mr. Tim Slagle.
Hey, it's First Communion season around here, and yesterday I saw more little girls in white dresses than a Saudi wedding.
And the giggling laugh you hear belongs to Carolyn Strauss, coming to us from Denver, Colorado.
Yep, and I was in Florida this week working, and I went into a store yesterday to go shopping on my way home, and I was so excited because it said Senior Day, 20% off, and I didn't think that included me. And when it said 50 plus, I thought, the hell with it, I'll take the discount, and I did. I was so depressed.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I ask for a senior discount no matter where I go, and you'd be amazed how many times I get it, you know, a minimum of 10% off. And if somebody says, oh, no, we don't offer that, I said, you're kidding. You're the only one on the block that doesn't do this. And so that's good. Anyhow, another day above ground means that we're happy to be alive. And we're going to start this week a story about a couple people that really didn't make it. They're no longer above ground. And I'm only telling you this story because it fits us for health and wellness. And that's what we're concerned about at this age, is staying healthy and staying well. And unfortunately, a poor couple in Mongolia, which I've never been there, but I've always liked the music, and they got bubonic plague, which I thought was gone long ago. They got it from consuming raw marmot meat and a marmot kidney, you know? So do you know what a marmot is?
Apparently, the irony here is that, and I guess marmot kidney is rich in irony.
I hear liver's more, but okay.
Is that they were eating it specifically for their health.
Yes, exactly. And I believe
apparently, what they did was help the health of the bubonic plague virus.
Yeah, it lives in like rodents, of which the marmot is one. And so, you know, you don't have to eat just a marmot to get it. You could eat a rat or anything else. But yeah, these poor people checked out, and this thing resulted in 22 deaths, according to the World Health Organization. So, you know,
well, you know the old saying, a marmot a day keeps the grandparents away.
And I think Marmot Kidney would be a great comedy name. You know, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Marmot Kidney. So stay away from that. Just eat things that are high in fiber and
can't be part of a comedy show. If you're eating something that sounds like we could joke about on this show, it's probably not good for you.
Exactly. But, you know, the fact that you folks are listening to this podcast, I congratulate you, because you're doing it either on maybe your smartphone or your computer or your iPad or whatever. You're doing it through social media and the internet. And speaking for all baby boomers, we really don't know how the hell any of this works. So we decided this week to bring in an expert on social media and the internet to tell us exactly what we need to do, how we can enhance that experience, and what we shouldn't do. And let me tell you a little bit about this guy. First of all, he's not a baby boomer. I believe, Phil, you're a Gen Xer, but that's all right. We won't hold that against you. Phil Gerbyshek is our guest. He started his career by delivering email by hand. So that there's an up-and-coming job.
Isn't that how it's still done? I don't understand.
That's how I always got it to my parents.
Exactly. You print it out and give it to them. Anyhow, he did that for the National Security Agency, and then he had a job selling high-speed internet. Then he worked as a stockbroker, and after he flunked out of all that, he started writing and blogging about using social media and became a star overnight. And in the past 15 years, his work has had him featured in all kinds of publications and podcasts, and now he's here to help us leverage that social media into something we can use. Please welcome joining us from Orlando, Florida today, Mr. Phil Gerbicek.
Hey, what's up, Dale? Hi, Carolyn. Hi, Tim.
Hey.
Well, a lot is up. My cholesterol, my blood pressure, and my weight. But other than that, you know, it's a...
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing. Another day
nothing else.
Nothing that helps me. Go ahead.
Anyhow, Phil, you know, those of us who are baby boomers, so between the ages of, I think, 55 and 70 or whatever it is now, we really don't know that much about social network. All we know, all I know, is Facebook, you know, ever since, you know, MySpace went out of business. But Facebook is really our only access to social media. There's got to be so much more. What can you tell us that we need to know?
Well, first, I would say before we get into platforms, we need to talk about, you know, the whole goal of social media. Really, if we change media to networking, that's really what it is, Dale. It's about connecting. It's about connecting with other people. And regardless of the platform, if that's our goal, it's going to be a lot more effective. And we stand a much better chance of understanding it as opposed to thinking, oh, my gosh, this is something I don't understand anything about. Because, frankly,
isn't it fake connecting, though? I mean, it's fake. Like, I mean, you're my friend if I've sat down and had coffee with you like we did the other day, Phil. Right.
Yep.
That's a friend. People I don't know. I got it's such a problem calling them my friends. So is that what you're talking about?
Well, sometimes, right? Sometimes that is true. Sometimes they're little f friends. But some people, you know, I can tell you, my friend Jody Bach, I've met her for a total of 8 minutes in person. And yet she is someone that I absolutely consider my capital F friend. Because the key with, again, the social network is to go beyond just being on that same platform. Hey, we're Facebook friends. We're ambiently intimate. Instead, think of it as the first step in a real relationship. So if we go there, now we have an opportunity to go deeper. So we could podcast, we can do a video, we can have a phone call, we can meet in person. You know, Carolyn,
send him a picture.
Yeah, send him a picture, right. Absolutely, whatever. But we can go deeper now. So just like Carolyn, I saw, oh, well, you know, you see that I'm in Tampa. Well, hopefully when you come to Tampa, you let me know. And so that absolutely helps. And that's where social networking really helps. So the key to it, again, is to put the people at the center, the relationship at the center, and then work to make it deeper. Because if all we ever do is Facebook friends, well, we're not really friends. I totally agree with you, Carolyn. But if we go deeper, if we take the time to really give a crap about people, we can absolutely use it more. So what, you know, I could go more, but I'm curious, like, what do you guys think about that? And what questions does that spark?
Well,
I've got a question. So how do you build that network? What do you do? Do you look for people with common interests? Do you look for people in common professions? How would you recommend that you form that common network?
Yeah, great question. So I call it, you know, looking people in the eyes, the letter I. So first it's in common. Do we have people in common? So, Tim, I'm just meeting you for the first time, but clearly you're friends with my friends, so therefore you and I could be friends. That might be a person in common. It could be because common profession. Oh, we're speakers. Even though I don't necessarily know everybody that's a speaker, if we're both speakers, that's an opportunity. Or we're both podcasters, or we're both, you know, in Tampa. So location being in common. And then, frankly, you know, the other thing in common is just nothing in common. And by that, I mean, you know, I'm from Wisconsin. I'm not a big fan of Illinois, but I can see that, oh, well, you're a Bears fan, and therefore perhaps we can talk about that and talk some smack back and forth. So that's the first one, in common. Second one is interesting and interested. So what's interesting about this person? For some people, just the fact that I have orange glasses is interesting enough. And so I put those on my profile. For some people, what's interesting is, you know, I have on my profile that I'm a pinball wizard because I love pinball. That's a connection.
What's your favorite game?
Oh, my favorite game has got to be Frank Thomas's Big Hurt Baseball.
Huh.
Great game. Super gameplay. If you and I'm, are you an iPhone or something inferior, Tim?
Oh.
Which one?
iPhone or something inferior? Is that
yeah,
what you,
so yeah, Android, BlackBerry.
Okay, so we have been having iPhone. This fight. Phil and I have been having this fight about getting an iPhone or a new Samsung Galaxy S10, and I want a Galaxy, and he's yelling at me that it's 2019, and I need an iPhone. He yelled at me the other night after dinner. I should have made you pay for dinner. You yelled at me.
I tried to. You wouldn't let me. That's not my fault. So
Funhouse, by the way, Funhouse is still my favorite.
Funhouse is a great game. Great
still
game.
My favorite pinball
machine. Love that
machine.
Game, too. Yep, but anyway, so on the iPhone, there's actually Stern has all their classic games on the iPhone. So
wait,
if you have that.
Wait, it is not a pinball game if you're using one finger by
you
yourself. In a, if you're using two fingers alone in a room, honey, that's not pinball.
No, but it's still fun.
It is.
Yeah.
That's right. It may not be.
And I'm sorry.
Pinball.
I'm sorry. Unless the ventriloquist dummy head starts regurgitating pinballs, it's not.
He does.
It's not the
no,
same
he does.
Thing.
That's the great thing, right? Because of the power of the iPhone, it actually does work. So, absolutely. Huh. So, to that point, okay, so there we have interesting, right? Then the last one is insight. Right, someone who has some insight or someone who needs my insight. Someone who knows things I don't know or that needs to know something that I know. Those are the people that I'm looking for, Tim, to answer your question. Those are the people that I want to be friends with because, you know, those are people that are interesting to me. Those are people that could enrich my world or that I can enrich theirs.
Okay, well, see, now you and I have known each other and probably consider us friends, and I would have gone along with that until you started dissing the Chicago Bears, you cheese eater. And,
Cheesehead. Yeah. I can't eat cheese. No. I'm actually lactose intolerant. Thank you, Dale.
Well, no wonder you moved from Wisconsin.
Yeah, so are we.
Yeah. I'm stupid intolerant. Is that the same thing?
It's just like that, yeah.
Okay.
Only completely different. Yeah, that's right. But so those are, you know, that's how that works. That's how I build connections. And then the goal is then to find those things that are in common or completely different that we can have conversations about.
Is that all? All the things that are in common are completely different.
Well, no,
so that's how I choose my friends.
Well, no, but hold on. But some things are just slightly different, right? Some things are slightly different, and that's not interesting. But things that are completely different or things that are in common are very cool. Like someone who lives in Alaska is very interesting to me. I've never lived there. I hate the cold. I'd love to learn more. So that's something of interest to me. Or a place that I've never lived, right? I have a friend of mine in New Zealand. She's plus 13 hours. That's completely different than me. So conversations, that makes the conversation much more rich. And if we have something in common, right, then we can talk about it. Then it makes it easier. So one of the two, not slightly, you know, eventually, though, I firmly believe that we're 1 or 2 degrees away from everybody. So, you know, so as long as they're not, you know, buttheads, I'm probably open to connecting.
I saw some statistics where of baby boomer internet users, only half of them use a social network. And of the people that use the social network, it's primarily Facebook. They really are not into, like, Twitter and Instagram. I'm not into Instagram because I don't really even know what that is. But, you know, some older people are into Twitter, President Trump. And, you know, but what do you think? What's the benefits of the other social media?
Yeah, well, first, I'm curious if that stat is because baby boomers don't understand what social media is. Like, if it's just a word, if I said, you know, are you actively connected to people that you don't know in some way, they would probably say yes. Well, that's social media. So I would say that number skews higher, certainly more on Facebook than anywhere else, simply because that's where the pictures of the grandbabies are. That's where the pictures of the kids are. That's where the, you know, we can real time chat that way. So I think that, you know, that's why that is. But the other networks, so Twitter, if you want to keep up on the news, it's a waterfall of news source. So unfortunately, to your point, Dale, President Trump does set the tone for the day, and then the news follows him.
Right.
So
right. That's
how that works. But you don't have to follow politics. Pick any section of the news. You can be technology. You can talk about, you know, celebrities. You can talk about location, anything you want. Twitter is a news source. And then sometimes you might respond to somebody who breaks the news. Like I might I might be interested in that reporter, and I might say, hey, that's an interesting story. Or I might say, that's something that might be interesting to my friends, too. So I might retweet it or reshare it. So that's Twitter in a nutshell. You don't have to be more complicated than that. Or you might share your news, right? You read something, let's say you have five news sources that you have. So you might read the Wall Street Journal. You might read the Chicago Tribune. You might watch WGN, and you might read the Denver Post. Okay, well, we do that. And now there's something of value that I think, that's interesting, and I'll share it. So that's Twitter. But it's really hard to really connect because there's so much noise. And unless you're noisy, it's really hard to connect. So I'd say skip Twitter, except for news. Great source for news, not for connection. Go ahead.
I was going to say,
then there's Instagram, right? Instagram, first of all, it's owned by Facebook. Okay, that's really the first thing to understand. Facebook bought Instagram a few years ago, and Instagram is actually the only network that continues to grow in its user base. So every year so far, Instagram has had year-over-year growth, which is a pretty big deal, which tells me that eventually all the platforms are going to follow them until they don't have that same growth. So Instagram, though, super confusing, except if you just peel it away and just recognize that Instagram is all about posting what's going on right now in an instant. So you might take a screenshot of this and you might post it up on Instagram and say, hey, I had this great conversation, and that's cool. It's just a picture. Or you can go to Instagram Stories, which then Instagram Stories now allows you to share them in a more private way. And I really think that is the direction that all social networks are heading, is we're going to see more privacy because, you know, with Cambridge Analytica, some of the things that have happened with Facebook, they don't trust Facebook at all. So if they don't trust Facebook, and like you guys didn't even know that Instagram owns them, so not knowing that says people will move to Instagram because it's more, it's more instant, right? It's impermanent. And the stories especially, and Facebook has these now too, Facebook stories are private shares. So again, you might take a screenshot of this, but if you share it to your story, it's only there for 24 hours.
Can you tell me, Phil, why is it then all the TV news shows are now saying, like news, like the Today Show and CBS This Morning and all of those are saying, so follow us on Instagram. Why did Facebook go away and why did Twitter go away? And nobody's talking about LinkedIn, which is clearly where most baby boomers that I read who are in business are on LinkedIn. Sure. What is it with Instagram? If stuff only lasts for 24 hours, don't people want this stuff to last longer?
Well, stories last 24 hours, but think about a story, right? Think about the news cycle. The news cycle is not 72 hours anymore. It's barely 2 hours, right? News happens over and over and over again. So that's where Instagram, think of Instagram, like Telegram, right? Instant, though, right now. What's happening right now? That's why they want you to follow them on Instagram, because it's right now. And you can do quick video. You can even do longer video with Instagram TV. Okay. And you don't even have to understand what that is to take advantage of it. This is the cool thing. So just go to Instagram and pick some news person. And then when it says click here for longer Instagram TV, you click that and you basically get a 3-minute clip up to 10 minutes. So you don't even have to know what I just said, unless you can just find someone that you want to be interested in. So that might, and I don't use Instagram TV. I don't use IGTV simply because I don't typically go longer on just me talking to the camera. If I'm talking with you guys, I'm happy to, but usually I can keep my thoughts under a minute, in which case I don't need Instagram TV. But a lot of news sources, right, a segment is 2 to 5 minutes, and that's perfect for Instagram TV, perfect for the fact that I can post 10 pictures from a news source. I can pick 10 pictures from an event I did and tell a little story about that because it's text and it's there. And the reason that they push you there, one, is advertising. It's the easiest platform to advertise on because they've got Facebook's back end to advertise off of. Okay, that's one reason. Second reason is the fact that you don't need any special equipment to do Instagram. They've got filters, they've got stickers, they've got emojis, they've got cool stuff that you can do to make you look even better just on Instagram. So it's its own contained network, much like Facebook, except it's Instagram. And The most important reason is because it's optimized and almost exclusively on your mobile phone. So if you're a mobile phone user, you're like, hey, I don't want something where mobile was an afterthought. I want mobile to be the first thought. Well, that is Instagram. Absolutely. So that's the important thing. And the other platforms, you know, LinkedIn, you mentioned, LinkedIn is a business platform, but it's not a fun platform. It's a business platform. So that's really my strongest play because I'm a sales trainer, right? I teach people how to make money with social. So on there, it's more business. But I tell you, you have to combine the whole person. So business, LinkedIn, plus Instagram, personal, equals success if you're looking for business. And if you want to play more, then just spend more time on Instagram. You want to work more, go to LinkedIn.
Well, how would you recommend that baby boomers who are, you know, just getting in? I mean, to us, social media goes back to when we were in school and social media was passing notes up and down the aisle. But how would you suggest that we enter this arena?
Well, first, you made a great point there, Dale, and that is it still is passing notes. It's just that the teacher gets to read them now.
Oh, there's no fun in that.
No, see, I disagree, right? Because the teacher reads it, but only 3 out of 10 of your classmates are even paying attention. Okay? So that's okay. So you're passing those notes. So what's of interest? Who are the people you're interested in? What is that? So do that with pictures. Do that with video. Do that with words. Okay? And pick a platform. And I would say, again, you want more business, go to LinkedIn. You want more fun, go to Instagram.
You want more freaks, go to Reddit.
Yep. Or you could go to, 4chan, right? Something like that. Those are disgusting places. Don't go there, right?
And you want a date, you go to Tinder.
Yeah, or Grindr.
Yeah.
Tinder, yep. Or Grindr. It's like I want a hamburger over an open flame. I just don't.
You could, yep. So, yep. But those are all, and really though, I want you to think about this. Those are also social networks. So any of those, right? Think about. So if I'm starting out, I'm going to first ask my question: what am I trying to accomplish? Am I trying to have fun? Am I trying to get a date? Do I want to see the grandkids? Am I looking for business? Okay. If I'm looking for grandkids, I'm going to go to Facebook. If I'm looking for a little more fun, I'm going to go to Instagram. If I'm looking for business, I'm going to go to LinkedIn. If I want a date, I'm going to go to Grindr or Tinder, right? So we have that. So first, what's your purpose?
If you want, I might correct you there. If you want grandkids, you might want to go to Tinder as well.
Well, if you want grandkids, not if you want to see yours. You already got some. So just, yeah, let's be clear, Tim. So absolutely. But we'll buy that. Yep. So purpose first, right? Then second is play. Just play. Have some fun. Set up your profile. Go through the steps. Set up your profile, though. Like, really, don't short shrift that. Because if you don't look like someone of value, you're not going to attract the right people. And the right people, when you do find them, when you find the in common, the interesting, the interested, the insightful, they're going to ignore you because you look like a schmuck. So don't look like a schmuck. Right. Fill out your profile. And then third, again, just practice. Just go practice. Put it out there. It doesn't have to be perfect. Most people, the first couple times you post, aren't going to see it anyway. So just practice and improve. And then if you really hate it, then take it down. It's OK. It's not permanent. Just remove it.
Is YouTube social media?
Sort of. And I say that because there are comments. So it could be social. The problem is, YouTube comments are gross. Okay. So not really. But that being said, you can take a YouTube video and you can share it on other platforms so you can make it more social. And one of those platforms could be text message, right? You might send a text to 5 of your friends that says, hey, I watched the new New Kids on the Block video. Did you see Debbie Gibson? She looks great for being in her 50s. Well, that's still social media. So don't count that out.
What about any pitfalls we should avoid? It always amazes me when I go on Facebook and say, well, we're off for a 2-week vacation in Europe. And I'm thinking, it's not going to be hard to find where you live and know the fact that nobody's home for 2 weeks.
There was a story yesterday that I saw about a guy who met some woman on Facebook. She was in Germany. He was here. And she milked him out of $180,000, and she had never met him, and he had never personally met her, but he felt like they were really connected. So besides stupidity, how do we avoid the pitfalls, like Dale said?
No, how do we avoid it? Heck, how do we work that one?
Yeah. What are you talking about, Carolyn? For $1,000, if you send that to me, I'll be happy to teach you how to do that. I'm just letting you know.
Do you work on commission?
No, I don't. Nope.
And 10%, 10% of 150 is better than a grand.
That's it. So I'm just saying, right? So I can teach you how to screw. No, I will not. I'm just kidding. But I probably could. But I won't do that. So, but how do we avoid pitfalls? So first of all, common sense. First of all, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. Just common sense. That's first thing. Second thing, really examine where the source of the information is. So if you see that the URL is delta-pizza.imasucker.com, it's not really a Delta website. You're not getting free tickets from that. Okay? So use, again, pay attention to the source. It might look legit, but it's not. Okay, so that's the second one. And third, people that you don't know, that don't have anybody in common with you, that suddenly show up as suggested people on Facebook, should not ever be your friends. Oh. Do not friend them. And then I guess a corollary to that is, if we're already friends on Facebook and we've already exchanged Facebook Messenger conversation, and then you suddenly get another one from me that starts with, "Hi, it's not me." So yeah. Don't accept that, right? So those are the three and a half big tips. Because, again, but a little bit of common sense will go a long way. You just have to really inject that.
You're telling me all these swimsuit models that don't have any friends in common just weren't enticed by my profile picture.
I've seen your profile picture, Tim. It's not that good. So no.
And the people that try and be your friend, and they have no picture. I'm sorry, but no picture, no friend. Look like.
No, all have pictures. The ones that try to be my friend all have pictures. Oh, they have pictures?
Yeah, that's all. That's actually me, Tim. So please just continue to accept those and send me money.
No, I'm very concerned because if it sounds too good to be true, we shouldn't friend them. Well, clearly the three of us are too good to be true. So it's.
There you go.
And there's four of us. But anyhow.
I meant you. Yeah. The three of you. That's what I meant. So I just came up with a really neat idea. I want to start my own social network, and it's called Pedagram. And it's for puppies and kitties only. And only your pet can post.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's easy to type with a four-toed paw. Anyhow, Phil, you have given us some great information today, and I really appreciate it, and hopefully it has helped our baby boomer friends. But if people want to get in touch with you, if they'd like some more information about you, how would they go about that?
Well, pick your favorite social platform and put in my last name. It's GERBYSHAK. Pick your favorite platform. I don't care what it is.
GERBYSHAK.
That's right. Yep, okay. Just put it in. And then feel free to friend me up. Now, if we don't have any friends in common, also include a message. Tell me that you heard me on the show. Tell me that you think I'm all wet. Tell me that you something. But give me something that shows that you're a human being. Make sure you have a real profile. And just send me a friend request and ask me a question. I'd be happy to help you. I'm on every social platform. I'm testing, so you don't have to. And if you're scared and you're on no platforms, then just go to Phil Gerbyshak, that's PhilGerbyshak.com, and you can connect to me there, too.
Thank you. I thank you for all of our baby boomer listeners who are interested but yet don't know exactly what to do or they're a little bit stumped. And so hopefully this will help all of them. So we thank you so much for being with us today. We have run out of time for this particular show, but we want to thank everybody who has listened to us. Carolyn, do you have any final words for our listeners today?
The end.
Very good. All right. Succinctly thought out. Tim, do you have anything more informational?
Oh, I got plenty to say, but timslagle.com, that's the easiest way.
All right, and please go to daleirvin.com and sign up for the Friday Funnies. It's a written and a video recap of the goofier stories in the news, guaranteed to make you laugh every Friday. But until we see you next week at this time, on behalf of Tim and Carolyn and Phil Gerbicek, thank you very much for joining us and in celebrating another day above ground.
And that's it for another day above ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.